everyone. I'm Phyllis Coldeye, and this is the Staying Power Podcast, part of your virtual care package for the pandemic. If you're not yet a subscriber to Staying Power, I invite you to join. It's a free service. You'll receive an email every Sunday containing a bundle of resources to sustain body, mind, and spirit during the pandemic. If you want to subscribe, just go to my website, phylliscoldeye.com, click on the Staying Power tab, and you'll be able to sign up. Again, Staying Power is free of charge. This is the traditional season of pomp and circumstance. Black caps and gowns, long-winded speeches, the awarding of diplomas, the turning of tassels, the tossing of hats, crying moms, and dads pretending not to cry. But the season just isn't the same this year. The pandemic storm has flattened every school's circus tent, scattered the performers, and disappointed the crowd. Yet we're still looking for ways to celebrate, aren't we? We need to celebrate, especially amid so much damage and heartbreak. To honor the 2020 crop of graduates, many Facebookers have been posting their own graduation photos from bygone times. The procession of faces has me sifting through old memories, searching for valuables beneath the dust. I graduated in 1980 from Riverdale High School in the rolling countryside of Northwest Ohio. Our class of around 90 members had 6 valedictorians. That's right, 6 in a class of 90. How does that happen? Maybe our tiny rural district wasn't very academical. Or maybe our class was extraordinarily smart and exceptionally studious. Or maybe there was just something in the water. 2 valedictorians addressed the class at commencement. I was one of them. I don't recall how that came about, but I do remember trying hard not to trip in my high heels as I mounted the stage to speak to the packed gymnasium. I remember praying that I wouldn't keel over in the dreadful heat. I remember hoping that the one-size-fits-all cap that didn't fit my head at all would cling to the last bobby pin without sliding off. I remember avoiding the eyes of my father, who, as president of the school board, sat on the stage with other officials. I knew if our eyes met, I'd tear up and blubber through my remarks. I survived that ordeal. So 4 years later, I decided to graduate again, this time from Goshen College, a small Mennonite liberal arts college in Indiana. Another hot day, another packed gym, but that's where the resemblance to my high school commencement ends. Goshen lived by its motto, Culture for Service. It cultivated in its students a passion for peacemaking and justice-seeking and for global citizenship. Now, I wasn't Mennonite. I'd never even heard of Mennonites until I found Goshen. But my education among Mennonites profoundly shaped my life. I started college as a naive and rather timid farm girl who had rarely traveled away from home. I left as a confident woman who had studied and done service work in the Central American country of Belize and in a poor but dynamic neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. These experiences, among others, startled me awake to how vast the world is and how responsible we are to tend it. In keeping with Mennonite culture, graduation at Goshen College had little pomp. No processional, no caps and gowns, no valedictorians. but we had beautiful music. Mennonites singing in their customary four-part harmony without accompaniment is the eighth wonder of the world. I remember the crowd belting out the mighty 606. That's the number in the Mennonite hymnal for Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'd grown up singing a Methodist doxology by that same title, but 606, as it's called with affection, is altogether different. A few Mennonites joining in on 606 will spill shivers down your spine. A chorus of thousands will set your soul on fire, no matter what your religion. I was so moved by those events, I had to graduate again. This time with a master's degree from the Ohio State University. But somehow, the school forgot to invite me to the ceremony. I'll always be grateful for their administrative mistake. I avoided an epic sit under a scorching sun. My, how things changed from the formality of my first graduation to the utter ordinariness of my last. But that evolution is appropriate, don't you think? Because once we start to appreciate its wondrousness and fragility, life is all about everyday commencements. Every day, an invitation to start again. Every day, an opportunity to follow the thread of our curiosity beyond the boundary of yesterday's understanding. Every day, a graduation from who we were to who we will be. Every day, regardless of circumstances, worth some humble but jubilant pomp. So go ahead, whatever your age or situation, turn the tassel on the cap of your life and fling it to the sky. Remember, folks, you're not alone. Deep peace and health to you. This has been Phyllis Cole Dye on the Staying Power Podcast.